K-State Nation, y'all know what it is, the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State, coming to you on this Friday. This will be the weekend edition of the Purple Project Podcast. My name, host of the podcast, Eddie Greer III, coming to you from chilly Kansas City, Missouri, the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State, whether that's spring ball. We haven't really talked about that much on this podcast, which I'm going to figure that out here in the near future on the show. And of course, basketball just wrapped up. Track in action this weekend out west in Arizona. Women's golf. I recently saw the volleyball schedule for 24-25 just released as well. Slow down, EG3. Slow down. The Pro Project Podcast. If it's your first time listening to the pod, appreciate it. Appreciate y'all for checking out the show. Just getting back my feet underneath me here, and hopefully we can get this podcast in a bit of a much more smoother roller coaster here. But obviously, Alex Aiden, my co-host for the podcast, we will record a bonus either Sunday or definitely next week at some point. I am waiting on the rest of next week's schedule to lay itself out. So there you go on that. But I mentioned the weekend edition. This will come out tomorrow morning sometime following the conclusion of the Rock the Parkway Half Marathon, which I'll be taking part of that first thing in the morning. I am so pumped up for that. So, but there will be a postcast on that, but that's going to be on my other podcast, which I just revamped, the 3Y podcast with EG3. I just did a bonus on that last night. We won't be posted until next week on the very same channel as the bonus editions of this podcast with myself and Alex Aiden. So there you go on that. And oh, by the way, you're wondering where you can find that. Greer 3 Eddie's podcast. My last name, G-R-I-E-R, the number 3, Eddie, E-D-D-I-E, not Y, apostrophe S, podcast. I did not name it. I didn't name it that way. It just came out to be that way because of my email. So there you go on that. But yeah, really looking forward to it tomorrow. Ready to unleash with the many other runners that are going to be coming here or already on their way to Kansas City for this big half marathon race. Looking forward to that as well. And also looking forward to what's going to happen with the K-State baseball team starting here tonight as they take on the Central Florida Knights back in Big 12 play. Of course, they're coming off of a 4-run win over Missouri State. I'll get that episode uploaded here today. That's going to be up first, and then this will come out sometime after 10 in the morning because we're going to talk to individuals on this podcast real quick before we get on with our Friday and then get to this weekend because I want to get to the weekend right now. But yeah, so let's talk about Gabby Gregory, right? Obviously the heartbreaking loss in the NCAA tournament in your own building, which K-State women's basketball historic season, which I hope to do a little bit more of a deeper dive on that at some point. I don't know when, but that's the point. But Gabby Gregory was recently named to, actually, they didn't have it here, but I saw it on Instagram. Shout out, I think, either 785 or some other K-State Instagram page. But Gabby Gregory will be suiting up for Nancy Lieberman. And again, I might be wrong, but there was a pick between with Gabby Gregory and Nancy Lieberman in the All-Star game. And I don't know when this is going to be, so apologize for not knowing. But Gabby Gregory, we do know this, put up a lot of stats. I know she was injury-ridden, unfortunately. You kind of use it as some excuse, but I mean, she was that dog last year. Of course, Ayoka Lee was out. And then, of course, I thought Gabby would go ahead and graduate, but she wanted to play with Ayoka. Ayoka Lee, right? Because that's what she came over here to do. She transferred from Oklahoma, and listen to these numbers. Two seasons with K-State. First player to transfer to Kansas State,
to reach 1,000 and then 15,000 point marks in her collegiate career as she finished with 1,753 points, right? That's just over 12 a game. Also double figures, 44 games in double figures. K-State, 85 games. That's almost half. If she would have started at K-State, she would have blitted that record. But right now, Serena Sundell, that's a whole nother conversation, is put up. I saw numbers on her after 3 years. Woo-hoo-hoo! Woo! She is going to be... Woo, I tell you. But also, Gabby ranks after her career fifth in K-State history for free throw percentage, which she 80% shooting. She was also named this year's All Big 12 Honorable Mention recipient, and she averaged just under 10 points a game this season after really putting up, really carrying the team along with Serena Sundell and the rest of the squad last year after Lee's surgery last summer there as well. Also establishing a career high in assists, 114. Did I say the points? No, 9 points, only less than 10 points a game, which is absolutely kind of shocked, to be honest with you on that. I thought she would really take off with the appearance with Lee, but of course we know later on in the middle of the season, Yoki gets hurt. So, and there was some inconsistent play. I was a little bit critical of Gabby's play early in the year, but overall, her numbers are still outstanding. Serena Sundell's right now, 189 assists. I believe that was this year alone for Serena there as a tandem, ranked second in school history for combined assists in a season, 303 between Gabby and Serena. Goodness gracious. Gregory ranked 12th in the Big 12 in assists per game and 6th in the league in assist turnover ratio there as well. And of course, you go rewind back to her first year last year. She made all Big 12 first team and was named Big 12 Player of the Week there. And then saved her career best. Her career high, 22, when she threw it down against Portland in the first game of the NCAA tournament in the first round there as well. And separately, K-State career there, 14 points. Gabby, that we're still talking about here on this podcast, the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State, almost averaging 5 rebounds and a shade over 2.5 assists a game, and then 39% shooting from the field, 31% from downtown. And oh yeah, I do have it here. So, and how about this? This is going to be a nice transition because this will come out on tomorrow, which will be Saturday. So if you're listening to this on Saturday, 2:30 Central Time on ESPN2, catch Gabby and as she will try to light up the nets again for Team Lieberman, I assume, because that's what I saw. So if it's the other coach, then my apologies. I'm going to go ahead and say that right now. But Gabby will be there to 2:30. That's what I do know of for sure in the All-Star game there as well. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State here. And now it's going to flip over. Let's see what I can do here real quick. Doug McDaniel. Let's see if I got... Okay, yeah. Doug McDaniel. There we go. That's what I want. Doug McDaniel. And we're going to end this basketball episode with this. Doug McDaniel, I mentioned it on yesterday's podcast, transferred over to K-State. And apparently, again, from relying on more sources, reliable sources, more closer to the team than myself and Alex Aiden, my co-host for the podcast. This coaching staff, Jerome Tang, McDaniel, right off the bat. So, McDaniel, more information on him. A transfer, obviously, hit the transfer portal after Michigan season ended. He started over there at Michigan, of course. 5'11 point guard for Michigan there. For the Wolverines. As a freshman, McDaniel, right? Score average just a shade under 9 points a game. He actually took over for Jalen. I'll probably butcher his last name, Jalen Lulian, gave it a shot after he was hurt. So, and of course, McDaniel. That was a freshman. Okay, then his sophomore, he doubled his point total average. 16 points a game, three rebounds, shade under 5 assists a game, and he knows how to light people up from downtown. 36% shooting in his career coming to K-State. 36% from downtown. Gabby, 31%. I know that's between men's and women's basketball. And I said this. Look, McDaniel, Danny Ames coming off red hot, led the team in scoring against Iowa in that season-ending loss in the NIT for K-State. So Ames knows how to – Ames started to get his feet under him. I wish, again – I've said this multiple times on this podcast recently. Hate to repeat myself, but I'm saying it again. This coaching staff should have let these young guys play a little bit more. I mean, Danny Ann is one of the more talented shooters coming out of high school. We saw RJ Jones here and there at times this year. More notably in that overtime thrill against Baylor at home, where he made a couple big shots. And then McCaleb Rich, we only saw him a little bit in the beginning of the year, and then he kind of faded off into the sunset a little bit because he was in the coach's doghouse, from what I've heard from multiple K-State podcasts. So, I mean, they're going to make mistakes. If you're going to grow, I mean, everybody's could rely on the transfer portal. I mean, I've said it, and I feel like I say it every time I record the K-State show. on the Pro Project podcast, I mean, everyone's lying on it. But you got to go out and recruit young talent and help them develop, right? So, and I like the move here, the move late in the season to go with Ames a little more. They tried Tyler Perry at the point. He wasn't where he was supposed to be. He was more of a freelancer, a shoot off the ball type of guard. And whatnot. Look, I'm not a A++ basketball guru, but I call it what I see it. Okay, I've also said that as well. Now, look, this is a huge get for K-State. The school of Jerome Tang in the transfer portal strikes again with this move. So there was a good little post by my friends at 75. About the recent gets in the transfer portal for Jerome Tang, which I will get. I wanted to do an episode on that as well. So there's going to be some good content coming up in the near future on this podcast. So, yeah, I mean, that's huge. And if they can get, from last time I heard, with Jarrell Colbert hitting the transfer portal, that's 3. Cam Carter, that was a surprise. I'm not going to sit here and act like I was surprised by that move. Not surprised by that move because, look, Cam Carter, you had an opportunity to be a star. And he was for the first half of the year. And then he just sucked. Let's call it what it is. He sucked in the second half. It was just two different type of people. Cam Carter, the superstar, part of the Big 3 this year, this past season with Arthur Kaluma, which I haven't heard nothing yet if he's going to hit the portal or not. Right? And Tyler Perry. And majority of the time this year, at least one of them would have a big game, if not two of them. It was rare to see all three of them have a big game. Because if they did, K-State could have won some more games, believe it or not. I'm just saying. So, look, just looking at already 2024 and 25 for next year now, obviously, what's been put behind the back burner with this move, David Castillo move we get. That we got last year. He's going to be on the roster this year as well. So you already got talent in the backcourt. You got to get it. What, a small forward, I heard. And I haven't heard the latest on Gasan. I hope he does come back. I'm with everybody else on that. I hope he does come back. So that right there. And Kaluma, if you can get him back as well. You already got yourself a legit starting 5 already. So... And again, if I'm assuming if Quez Glover can stay healthy
and be that sixth man that Jerome Tang they're looking at this year. Unfortunately, got hurt. That was very unfortunate there. And obviously, not going to touch, even though I'm going to say Naquan Tomlin. We're not going to go there with all of that, with how that was all botched up. But so there's a lot of what ifs there. So, but first move for this coaching staff for the men's basketball team was to get somebody that can score. They need somebody to score the basketball, and McDaniel can do that for you. So this has been. So this is kudos, round of applause to this team to staying on them. Now again, last year you think back real quick, Max Amos, and there was another talented point guard in the mix there. And they swung and missed. This time, well, and apparently Amos strung out K-State. And then at the last, I think I do remember that one. Amos then at the last minute juked out K-State for Texas. So, and right away, K-State makes a stand right off the bat in the transfer portal and get their guy in Doug McDaniel. So that's huge for them moving forward. So we'll just see. This is only the start of reconstructing 2024-25 roster next year for Jerome Tang's team. And look, they want to get back. You want to get back to the NCAA tournament. You gotta find guys that are going to immediately buy in. And for one thing, they got to score. You have to find consistent shooting. You can't go one game, oh, we're going to do this, and then the next game, yeah, we're going to go cold. It's just not going to do it. So, but we better wrap this thing up. I'm getting carried away on this podcast, but I can go keep going. I can keep going on and on. But, again, big news this week, Doug McDaniel, big get for K-State men's basketball. Jerome Tang and his coach staff deserve a well applause here, round of applause here, getting their guy, and you have already a loaded backcourt already for next season. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports, and get it wherever podcasts are found. We are free and available whenever we do decide to record Kansas State content. We are finally, I think, kind of getting back to a routine with this thing. So hopefully we can stay with it for a while here as we are just entering into the month of April. Again, track and field will be in action here this week out in Arizona. K-State baseball down in Florida. I don't know about women's golf. I know the rowing team finished up a competition last weekend. We'll have to get back on that as well. But all things K-State. And, of course, next week, me and Alex will get together at some point to talk about this get here, and along with more than likely spring ball. What's going on there? Of course, Avery Johnson and all that. So we will touch on that and plenty more next week. Right now, the checkered flag has waved on another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. Big thanks to Alex Aiden. Big thanks to you guys for checking in on this weekend edition. Again, I'm recording this on Friday, April 5th, 2024. This will be out tomorrow morning after 10-ish, somewhere in there, which I should be done with the half by then, and I should be waiting on, I might be actually be done waiting on people, but we'll just see. But anyways, thank you for listening, Eddie Greer III. This has been another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. Go Cats!